Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 20th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. YouTube announced an overhaul to its channel verification program. Previously, channels with over 100,000 subscribers could request verification. Now YouTube says the verification system will focus on channels and artists that need to prove their authenticity. This will be based on if a channel represents a highly searched for or well-known artist, brand, or creator, if it has a strong online presence outside of YouTube, or if a channel has a very similar name to many others. YouTube will use a combination of human curation and algorithms to determine verification. The new system will go into effect in October, with verification going from a check mark next to a name to a gray swipe across the channel name. Tuesday, the High Court of Paris ruled that European consumers are legally free to resell digital games bought on Steam. A French consumer group filed the lawsuit 4 years ago. The court rejected Steam's argument that it was a subscription service, noting that Steam sells games in perpetuity and not as part of a subscription. EU law allows for all goods, including software, to be sold used. Valve told Polygon it will appeal the decision, and the decision will have no effect on Steam while the case is in appeal. Alphabet's drone delivery subsidiary Wing announced it will begin a test program in Christiansburg, Virginia next month to deliver items from FedEx, Walgreens, and local retailer Sugar Magnolia. Pickups and deliveries are made by Wing drones without landing, with the drone hovering 20 feet in the air and using a tether to accept and drop off packages up to 3 pounds. Drones will cruise between 60 to 70 miles per hour while in flight, with a range of about 6 miles. Wing won't charge customers in the trial for delivery. Apple moved up both iOS 13.1 and iPadOS release dates to September 24th, 6 days ahead of the original September 30th release date. iOS 13.1 includes automated Siri shortcut actions, a new share ETA feature in Apple Maps, data separation for enterprise devices, and bug fixes for iOS 13. AirPod sharing and new HomeKit features, which were originally announced for iOS 13, won't roll out until sometime later this fall. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos announced Thursday that Amazon has signed on to the Climate Pledge, which promises to become a carbon-neutral company by 2040. The United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, called the Paris Agreement, aims to make the world carbon-neutral by 2050. Amazon wants 80% of its energy used to be renewable by 2024 and 100% renewable by 2030. Toward this goal, Bezos says Amazon placed an order for 100,000 electric vans from Rivian to start hitting the road by 2021. 15,500 Amazon employees previously pledged to walk out of work on September 20th in protest of Amazon's support for fossil fuel companies. Similar pledges have been made by Google and Microsoft employees. And a letter was sent to Microsoft employees Thursday protesting a Microsoft partnership with Chevron. Google CEO Sundar Pichai announced that Google will invest 3 billion euros over the next 2 years to expand data centers across Europe, as well as investing 600 million euros in 2020 to expand data center operations in Hamina, Finland. To power this, Google also announced 10 new renewable energy projects in Europe, including 2 new wind projects in Finland that will double the company's renewable energy in the country and power usage of Finnish data centers carbon-free. Huawei announced the Watch GT2 smartwatch, which runs Huawei's own LiteOS, offering up to 2 weeks of use on a charge. The watch comes in two sizes, 46mm with a 1.39-inch 454x454 OLED display, or 42mm with a 1.2-inch 390x390 OLED display. Both are powered by Huawei's Kirin A1 chipset and include Bluetooth 5.1, GPS, an optical heart rate monitor, a mic and speaker to make calls, enough internal storage for 500 songs, and water resistance up to 50 meters. The screen can be set to be always on, although that's not with the rated 2-week battery life. GPS use is rated for 30 hours, with music playback at 24 hours per charge. The Watch GT2 ships in October for €249 for the 46mm model and €229 for the 42mm model. Twitter expanded testing of its hide replies features for users in the US and Japan. This allows users to put designated replies behind another click rather than being part of the main thread. After initially testing the feature in Canada, Twitter found users used the feature to hide irrelevant, abusive, and unintelligible replies. A survey of those whose replies had been hidden found 27% would reconsider how they interact on the platform. Google announced that the desktop versions of Chrome will get tab previews when hovering over a background tab. Initially, this will be limited to previews of title pages, with full thumbnail previews planned as well. Safari and Microsoft's Edge browsers have included tab previews for some time. Chrome will also get updates to the address bar to provide faster answers for typed queries like weather and sports scores directly in the search bar. Chrome will also let users set colors for the browser and specific tabs in settings without having to install a Chrome theme. Google says these updates will roll out over the fall. And finally, Facebook announced the expansion of its 3 interactive ad formats. Poll ads will expand into the main Facebook app and newsfeed. Previously, these were limited to Instagram stories. Augmented reality ads are moving from a select group of ad partners to an open beta available this fall. Finally, playable ads will be open to all advertisers after initially limited to gaming companies. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.